That Broken Bow invite was a tough one. Wow, that, I mean, some good teams, boy. And you've had a chance to see some of those teams already with the Gothenburgs, the Holdridges, and teams like that. And, boy, it was good marks and good times for that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's some very good marks on the day. You know, regardless of event, there was a lot of state leaders at that particular meet. You know, regardless of class, you know, like a Cozad, the Gothenburgs, the Holdridges, all those guys have good people in different events. You know, you look at Cozad, they have good sprinters. They got the Hoffmaster kid who leads the state in the long jump. You know, so there, and Aurora was there. They have some good long jumper, triple jumper as well. Good throwers. You know, Broken Bow has some good throwers. The Ellis boys are good throwers. So, you know, they're just good throwers. There's good jumpers. There's good runners. The half milers were really good. It's just a very tough meet. We just have to keep working to get a little better than we are. So just the way it is for us this year.
I know, looking at the results, there was a lot of personal best and season best from some of your kids at this one.
Yep. You know, our 4x8, you know, we ran the season's best. We dropped from our first meet till day or till Friday, you know, we dropped 20 seconds, which is a lot of time. Hopefully we could drop some more. I'd like to see him get under that 9-minute mark. You know, we ran 9:09, so I think we can get down under that 9-minute mark, you know, maybe get down in the 8:40s maybe, you know, if we run well. So, you know, we just have to keep working to get better. You know, our 4x4 ran season's best. Our 4x1 ran a season's best. Everybody just keeps getting a little better, you know. Chance Schmidt, you know, he's come a long way from a year ago. He's jumping high jump, and he long jumps for us, and he runs on our short relay. Great Ureste runs on both, you know, long and short. He runs on the short relay and the mile relay. So, you know, we're just keeping the working to get better.
I know Blake Willis is one of those jumpers who's been coming along for you. You had him out, I think, at a couple of running events. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he didn't jump, just kind of nursing a little injury too, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's had some lower legs that were bothering him a little bit. His legs were a little tired from the amount of jumping he's been doing. You know, he jumped a lot of the winter. You know, he went to a national a national meet for indoor where he jumped really well. And I think he's a little fatigued from that. And he's jumped well outdoor for us as well. Just thought we ought to give him a little break, you know, from the jumping aspect. And let him run a couple of events, you know, because he runs on our mile relay and on our short relay as well. So we thought we'd just give him a little break away from the jumping for a week. You know, as much as we want to see him jump well, we really want to see him jump well, you know, later in the season, you know, come district day. You know, we really want him to be as fresh as he can be district day, so he's able to jump and jump well that day.
I know a couple of your distance guys, and Axel Blumstead and also Warren Witt, I noticed they had a couple of, personal best, season best times in the mile and 2 mile.
Yeah, you know, they're just young guys. You know, both Axel and both Warren are not what you'd call overly large individuals, but they work really hard. You know, they ran personal best in the mile, and I think Axel also had season's best anyway at the 2 mile. Broke 12 minutes, so that was nice to see. Working on pacing, you know, through the race, trying to keep our lap splits down a little bit, which will go into, you know, running some faster times. I think both boys run under 5:30 were real. I know Axel was, and Warren was right at the 5:30 mark. So, you know, we're just going to keep working to get them a little faster. You know, those guys work really hard for me. You know, the effort's always there. Just trying to get a little faster.
I know you had a couple of guys at Cambridge's Donstein invite, a couple of guys that, you know, had a chance to perform against some of those really good area teams, too.
Yeah, you know, we have some young guys that are doing really well. Anybody that went to that meet, you know, hopefully you watch the discus, because it's not very often that you get to watch a young man that throws, you know, 200 feet in the discus. Noah Rao, you know, from Chase County was there. He throws both the shot and the disc. I think he's nearing, you know, the mid-50 mark, you know, so he's not quite 60, but he's close in the shot. But his discus is very impressive. We took a couple guys, you know, Caleb the Whisker, who's a freshman. I think he set two season's best, personal bests for himself. I think he threw 107 in the discus and threw 36 feet in the shot, which is our two personal bests for him. So that was exciting to see. Max Stone had a big day. You know, he ran 100 to 200. He long jumped, then he triple jumped. I think he medaled in the triple jump of the day. So that's always a good thing to see. So, yeah, we took quite a few boys down. I think we took a dozen. We've taken more. We've taken a few fewer at times, but those guys work hard as well. So, you know, any opportunity we get them to compete, we'll take advantage of that and see how well they're progressing throughout the season. So, yeah, I thought we had a good day.
Time for the Dutch Zorn invite in Gothenburg, Coach, coming up here later on this week, and that's going to be another one. You'll face some of the same teams, and always a good one to be at.
Yep, again, we'll see a lot of those same schools. Really, it's kind of almost a mirrored image of Broken Bow, not quite, but close. You know, we'll still see Cozad, we'll see Holdridge again, we'll see, of course, Gothenburg. See a lot of those same schools, Kearney Catholics. So it's going to be another, you know, tough event, you know, as far as the competition level. You know, we'll just have to see how that all pans out. But they do throw in a new, you know, they used to call it the Dutch Zorn Relays, but they went more back to a traditional venue. I think this is the first meet we'll have that will have prelims and finals. Every meet we've had prior has just been finals. So this one has prelims and finals. So, yeah, hopefully the weather's nice. Looks like it might be a little cooler towards the end of the week. Well, 80, I think. End of the week, maybe. But I think I saw 85 on Thursday. So it could be a little warm. So hopefully we're, you know, staying hydrated throughout the week.
And then some of your younger kids are going to be competing down at Cambridge again, Med Valley, for that invite on Friday.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see the Med Valley Invitational on Friday, and we'll send some of our younger guys that way. Should see a few different faces on that particular meet, I believe. You know, I don't think Dundee County goes to that meet. I know Chase County will not be at that meet, so competition won't be quite as tough for those young guys. They'll have a little better success and maybe earn a few more medals. So yeah, it should be a good week for us. Looking forward to watching them compete again. You know, should be a good week.